So you may not have thought of art in terms of museums, but they're the ones that actually showcase where artists put their or want to be able to show off what they've created. So today we're going to pray specifically for the museums in San Bernardino County. Are they creator honored or created worshiped? So what are they worshiping? Are they honoring the creator or are they worshiping the created? Some artists capture the creativity of God in their artwork while others denounce God in what they design. So we want to be mindful of that as we pray today. Museums, as you know, host all types of art, literally from A to Z. In San Bernardino County, museums abound. We tried making a list of them and it became rather long. So we will mention some of them just to give you an idea of the types of things that they showcase, which are usually by category. Most exhibit for history, some for education, a few for culture, and all for talent. But how can we pray for these galleries? In Exodus 31, 1 through 5, we learn the Lord gave a man named Bezalel special talents. And it says, I have filled him with the Spirit of God, giving him great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. He is a master craftsman, expert in working with gold, silver, and bronze. He is skilled in engraving and mounting gemstones and in carving wood. He is a master at every craft. Let's pray the museums in our county will showcase uplifting artwork and give the credit to the one who gave them the skill. So keep in mind some of these museums: the Plains of Fame Air Museum in Chino, the High Desert Nature in Yucca Valley, the California Route 66 Museum in Victorville, the Noah Purifoy in Joshua Tree, the Historical Glass Museum in Redlands, the Integraton Fusion of Art, Science, and Magic. Definitely need to pray for that. Definitely has some not so godly things going on there. The original McDonald's site and museum, San Bernardino Glass Outhouse Art Gallery in 29 Palms, the Desert Discover Center in Barstow, the world famous Crochet Museum in Joshua Tree, the San Bernardino County Museum in Redlands, the Western America Redland Railroad Museum in Barstow, the Ontario Museum, the Victor Valley Museum in Apple Valley, in Upland, the Cooper Museum, the Robert and Frances Fullerton Museum of Art in San Bernardino, the Rialto Historical Society, the Chino Youth Museum, the 29 Palms Old Schoolhouse, the Wignall Museum of Contemporary Art at Chaffey College, the Mousley Museum of Natural History in Yucaipa, the beautiful Bubble Salon and Museum in Joshua Tree, the Barstow Harvey House, the Mojave River Rally Museum, the Yanks Air Museum, the Needles Regional Museum, San Bernardino History and Railroad Museum, the Inland Empire Military Museum, the Oak Glen School House Museum, the Apple Valley Legacy, Historical Societies in Big Bear and Yucaipa, Fort Irwin and NTC Museum, the Colton Area Museum, and the Maloof Foundation Arts and Crafts in Rancho Cucamonga. This is not an exhaustive list. So Father, we pray today for the designers, for Christian artists to be able to showcase their work that would cause the beholder to give glory to you, Father God, for their skill and their talent and that which they designed. We also pray for secular artists to create items that also demonstrate the handiwork of God and not for evil promotion. In Exodus 35:35, you have filled them with skill to perform every work of an engraver, designer, embroiderer in blue, purple, and scarlet material, in fine linen, of a weaver, as performers of every work and makers of designs. Though this doesn't compose everybody that does artwork, we know that you are the creator and you created people with the gift to do artwork. So we pray, God, that they would give you honor for that and would make items that would glorify you. We pray for the managers of the museums, that they would actually listen to their patrons. We pray for patrons to be mindful of what they're looking at and absorbing and taking in. Are they being persuaded to deny God or believe in God? And to listen to what's appreciated and what's not, that they would find sources that exhibit healthy work and skill, that it would foster creativity in the visitor, highlight the talents and unique designs of the artist, encourage understanding of historical items, that they would be able to embrace cultural roots without denying the existence of God as the creator. Proverbs 19:20 says, listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. And in Matthew 10:33, whoever denies me before men, you will also deny before your Father who's in heaven. So we pray they will not deny you in what they choose to exhibit, and that they will consider that. Oh, Father, we pray for the artwork. People would not worship the created, but instead appreciate the craftsmanship, skill, and gift if it's good. That the content would be holy and not lewd or immoral. That it would help understand history better and learn from it. It would help people see things from different perspectives. It would encourage people as they look at it to think of the wonder of what you have created. The photographers, dancers, there's all types of sculptures, paintings, watercolor. Just the design of putting things together and making something of it that demonstrates something of your majesty. Father, we pray that they would not trade the truth about God, you, Father God, for a lie, that they would not worship and serve the things that you created. Instead, they would serve the Creator, them yourself, who is worthy of all praise eternally. In Jesus' name. We also pray for personal listeners that they would look for a museum in their city that's nearby and find out what it exhibits for good or evil, or the next time they visit a museum. And they would pray that it would be used by God to help people think about your handiwork. If it's historical, that they would learn from past issues and improve. If it's used for evil, they would pray for less visitors and that that stuff that they're promoting would be replaced by something godly and holy. And that people would speak up on what they approve of and what they disapprove. In Jesus' name, let museums be used for your glory. Amen.